right. Hello, good people. Yes, another day and episode of Everything But the Lesson Plan. Today is a special day because we have Sierra Jones from Empower joining us today. Hello.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. And if you guys have never heard about Empowered, we're about to empower you on this podcast with everything that they bring, their resources and support. I love this organization. I have been a part and a fan of this organization for a long time. They are all about putting their teachers first. Empowered to me is like the gift that keeps on giving. And so it's like, I'm just excited about you being here today and sharing about this organization. So Sierra, how are you today?
I am doing really good. It's a warm Wednesday here in Kansas City. I'm excited and I feel good today.
Yes. And I want to just say thank you so much for joining me and taking the time out to share. And so just tell us a little bit about you and your role that you play at Empowered. And then we are going to get into what is Empowered.
So yes, I am a member of the training team. I'm a training specialist with Empowered. My prior background, I worked as a high school and college math teacher for the last 8 years, and then I switched over into Empowered in 2021. I currently reside in Kansas City, Missouri, but am always on the road traveling with Empowered to, of course, reach those teachers. I work with some other not-for-profits as well in my Kansas City community that helped me to also bring Empowered to those learning spaces.
Yeah, you know what? I think you might have told me you taught math before, but I'm like, oh yeah, she did teach math. That's great.
You know, that's the subject that most people don't really like.
I know, right?
It was a cool thing though. I got to learn a lot about myself and how I learned math in a traditional math setting, and I tried to change that up for my students so that they could, you know, maybe not love it, but understand that they could power through those difficult moments when they struggled in math.
And that is important. That is definitely important. Yes. So tell me, what is Empowered?
All right. So Empowered. It's another not-for-profit that gears to transform education by helping teachers create that individual learning for their students. It's so important for our students to feel that they have that opportunity to be the best that they can while also understanding those skills that we know happen in the learning space, collaboration, problem solving, also creating ways that they can have win-wins for not just themselves, but also others. We like to provide something what is an easy implementation of our instructional strategy of 8 foundational principles, overlapping those with helping students understand the markets and the markets around them. It also begins to encourage them to create a growth mindset as they journey through their experience.
I love it. Growth mindset. That's what we need, right? Because today we just have a lot of students who are, they want those opportunities to take ownership of their education, and they want to know how to think outside the box. And so when I think about Empowered, those resources you guys provide help create that type of platform for them, right?
Absolutely. We have so many great opportunities for them to develop that growth mindset. And sometimes it requires a little push from us as the teacher to get them going on it, right? Because sometimes their community doesn't do it. Sometimes their home experience doesn't do it. And their 8 hours with us in the classroom is the moment where they should really be tapping into what they're good at doing.
Yes, for sure. So what are some of the benefits that teachers will get with connecting with your organization?
So community is a huge thing with us. You said that you've been with Empowered for a while and you've experienced those networks. And so if they're able to have that community experience with us, that is what really brings the learning to multiple spaces. It also allows them to have opportunity to seek and share the knowledge that they've gained, which is, of course, the foundational principles we always talk about. Mm-hmm. Those educators are able to seek out opportunities in that community space that they're going through. We also have the activities that students start to recognize their place in society and then how they can begin to better themselves. So when we think about all of the different benefits that we have, we kind of think of it as like, to tell teachers what you're doing is definitely powerful because you're still in this career, especially when there's so many things up against the walls for us. We also like to think of it as a place where here's another resource. Like we know as teachers, especially when I was in the math classroom, I always was like, oh my goodness, I want to try so many things. I don't even know where to start. And sometimes I would create resources from buying things, or I would just talk to somebody and say, you know, what do I need to do this? And I might get a start to it, but Empower's benefit allows us to give a resource to help teachers get off their feet from getting those things in their minds out on paper, allowing them to try different activities to let their students really grow. And that's what I think the best benefit that comes along with our organization.
Yeah, I would agree. You said something, a key word was community and the relationships. I will tell you, like I said, I've been with you guys for a while and I have met some of the coolest people in education, and they don't even live in Georgia, right? Some of them do, but I have made some connections and I look at them as more than just someone that I'm meeting at a conference. I look at them as friends. And we text to this day. We're always sending information. We connect on LinkedIn or even our social media. And this was probably one of the first conferences where I was able to, you guys create an environment where people can just build relationships and friendships. And they
absolutely
with those friendships, and they're learning and collaborating. If I'm in Georgia and someone's in Tennessee, we're still collaborating and learning from each other. And that's what I think is important. So you don't feel like you're having to bear it all on your own. I can contact my friend and help, right? So
absolutely. I think that's a great thing. Me coming into the organization and seeing that in my first conference attending Empowered, I just realized like, man, this is really across the country. And teachers are coming together and they're running to each other because they're all the way in Georgia and the other friend is in Montana. And they're like, oh my gosh, I finally get to see you again. And it's a great moment where we know that they've been working together in social media platforms on the hub. And it's those moments where they're like, man, we're finally here in person and we're getting ready to take some stuff and tear it up and do some creative destruction, as we like to call in education. So that community piece is something I've never seen until I came to Empowered.
Yeah, I would agree. And so you were talking about the summer conference that you just finished. So I was able to participate in the Atlanta Summer Experience. So tell us a little bit about that. I will just say it's like no other professional development I've ever been to.
Oh, yes. 4 cities in 2 months.
Wow.
I think that was probably the biggest thing we've ever done in Empowered. And it was so impactful. The moment we walked in and teachers like yourself who are ready to go, as our goals and we think about as we created those conferences, nobody wants to really hear from somebody who works in a company, right? We know in professional development, it's really the teachers who are right in the field making the impacts. That's who other teachers want to hear from. So our design behind creating those 4 Rise Up conferences this summer was really teacher-based led. And our team as a training team are all former educators. And that's when we took our hats and said, let's put on our teacher hat outside of our training hat and see what we would really like teachers to experience. And so our teachers, like you said, we like to treat teachers like superstars.
Yes.
That is our ultimate goal. Is oftentimes we don't think we guys get celebrated often. And so how can we create this space where you all are celebrated? We provided what is sometimes different in professional developments. We wanted to take on a mirror image. So a new teacher coming to join Empowered could see immediately how they can bring it to their classroom. It was one of those easy implementations of the light bulb going off for them. And with those opportunities, the community was built because now you had different educators coming from all over the country who had just heard about Empowered, and they were able to network in those spaces, not just with other educators, but with those community partners. And you brought in Suit Up and worked with them. We also had Reach and Teach available in some other cities. Class Equity was huge across all 4 locations, as well as Yippee. And so those partnerships that we were able to share with educators from different parts of the community that are also global was a step up for Empower that we said, hey, how do we find these different partnerships and how can we bring those to the education space for all of our conferences?
Yeah, I love the partnership piece, but something you said also, I want to, you know, talk about this really quick. I've been in education for almost, I don't know, maybe 17, 18 years, and I've attended so many professional developments. But this conference is something where you're just not sitting and someone has this PowerPoint and you're taking a bunch of notes and they're showing you pictures and examples of what this should look like in your class. This conference made you were the student. And you had to take a deep dive into the activities that that they're asking you to bring back to the classroom. I love conferences like that because it makes it real. You understand it a little better. And so then you can, you know, modify a pivot maybe a little bit when you take it back to your classroom. But I think conferences have to start rethinking how they want to conference, because I really feel like, just get me in there, help me to understand it by allowing me to do it.
Absolutely. And I think that, like I said, the training team, we make up so many different diverse backgrounds and content areas that we've been a part of. And if we could mirror that image of what we would love to see when we were in the teaching space, how could we mirror something that we wanted? As well as we always say on our team, you don't really know until you've experienced it, right? And so the experience is the immediate moment where you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Oh, I think I can pick something from what we just did throughout this day and try it in my classroom. Because you never know, your students may switch a light bulb on immediately. They also may take a little bit longer to switch that light bulb, but the moment they become consistent, the supports that we provided in Power to help them maintain that consistency is really what keeps our conferences going. It keeps our students and our teachers engaged in what we do, and it allows that community to really just thrive.
Yeah, I agree. So when we talk about the activities, what's the most popular one? Do you have one that's a really popular one amongst the teachers?
Man, I know Towers is a really good one. We often do that at conferences. Paper airplanes is another one. Those are really good team building activities to kind of get your classroom started, as well as just understanding failure. And one of the things that I was reading an article the other day, it seems like the generation that has come back from COVID often struggles with failure and they don't like to fail. And it's like, but failure is a part of growth. Yes. And when we do that activity of paper airplanes, they're prototyping airplanes through multiple rounds. And the idea is that students begin to get better, understand the partnerships they have in their classroom as they go into conversations with how do they build an airplane? How do they fly it from point A to point B and have successes? And that's all a part of trial and error. We have a lot of great activities that we just posted on the Hub a few weeks ago that are new to what we do at Empowered. There's one around creating a culture and is creating a win-win from the vision. And that's one thing that as we've gone out to different schools and talked to administrators and teachers, some of the things they're saying is, you know, the culture in the building is sometimes not healthy. And so how do we help kids and teachers create a culture and a vision for their school? We know, I mean, I can speak for myself, when my classroom culture was not good, my students were like, Miss Jones, we are not doing what you think we're going to do. And so, but when that culture is created and the students feel that you value them, you value their input, you value their feedback. Sometimes as teachers, we think we know all things, but we really don't. And we have to show our students that failure is okay. And with that activity around vision and creating a win-win, it's a moment where teachers humble themselves, students humble themselves, and you start to really get to the root of how we can build a culture in our classroom. And that shifts over into the school, and then that shifts into the community. It's like a rippled effect. So I definitely know some of our older activities that most teachers are used to doing. Checking out where we have on the Hub activity library for some of the newer ones that we have, like foundational principles playlists. Every kid loves music, right? And so they're able to attack the actual music they listen to and figure out, is that music, you know, exemplifying this principle that I probably should be living by? And those types of activities are newer to our Hub activity library. And I think that those are something that teachers might want to dive into and try just to get out the norm of what maybe they've already been doing, or, you know, try something different.
Well, I love it. I mean, I am just I'm excited about Empowered
Oh,
and
yes.
where what they're going to bring going forward. I love whenever you guys present what you have new. And so what is next for Empowered?
What is next for us? So we are offering Rise Up workshops. Basically, we call them Rise Up workshops, where we come into the school or any of your learning spaces and host a mini version of a summer conference of professional development. Mm-hmm. And with these opportunities, this allows for educators in your school, in your learning space, in your district to be able to learn about what we do at Empower. They get to experience a smaller version of our conferences during this space. We also are working through providing those on-demand PD opportunities on our Empowered Hub website, as well as our PDs that are live, which also give teachers another way to learn about what we do at Empowered if they're unable to make it to an event of ours. We are still discovering some of the ways that we can continue to meet the needs of our teachers and provide supports through all the different opportunities that we come in contact with in the community or just in our organization in general.
So if I'm a teacher, this is my first time hearing about Empowered, and how do I get connected?
Join the hub.
The hub.
We call it the hub. It's the Empowered Hub, HUB.org.
Okay.
That is where the instructional strategy is housed, the activities that we have, and then you have the full community that we're speaking about earlier of just like-minded educators who are doing Empowered in different areas and content, which makes it so different from a lot of different things that I've encountered when it comes to a platform such as this. Mm-hmm. We have teachers who are teaching Empowered in an art class, PE classes, math, science. I know a lot of people get into those core content areas and they're like, I don't think I can do this. No, there's teachers across the country who are doing this and experience the same standards, same hiccups that you're experiencing, but they're like, no, here's how I did it. Here's some extra materials to support you in that goal that you're trying to reach. A lot of business teachers are present from all grade levels. We had a teacher in Atlanta who actually teaches pre-K-4. And so going to understand what it's like to teach a four-year-old principals is going to be fantastic in a couple of weeks as we head to that city. Mm-hmm. But we definitely know that teachers are using it from all grade levels, college level as well. And that hub, empoweredhub.org, is a space where teachers can build that. We also have, of course, a million and one socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We also are working through getting some extra things onto our TikTok pages. We have just launched that. And so those are just other ways that they can stay connected. But the first step they want to do is join empoweredhub.org.
And how much does this cost?
This is all free of charge.
Oh, yes. You just
yes, absolutely. No cost behind this. And that's what is so excellent about such a program as this. You know, you've seen it happen with your students and the community that you're working in for all the years you've been there. You've experienced how this no cost platform of activities and instructional strategies can be used. And we also have, if you sign up on the hub, empoweredhub.org, you get a startup kit, which is even better. It's basically a little small kit that says, hey, here's a couple of activities that you can do. We're big on understanding creating a market. So we have what is considered a fiat currency. Empowered dollars is what we call them. It allows students to really engage in exchanging in the marketplace. We also have a swag item in there for you. And wow. It's really just a really cool box that teachers can get them started on how to bring Empowered to their classroom.
I love it. And when they say free, guys, it's a free version that gives you like two or three things and then you got to pay for to get the full access. You're getting access to these resources that you can go on at any time of the day and log on and figure out how to use them in your classroom, the steps, the videos, everything is connected and I love it. Okay.
Absolutely. That activity guide is probably one of the key things that we hear a lot of teachers talk about, you know, on those days when you're like, what am I going to do this week? Because mm-hmm. we're coming back from a holiday break and I don't want to start something new. So I'm going to try to do some review or something. Our activity guide has the introduction. It also has the materials that you'll need to to get that activity started, your step-by-step. What's so awesome about our materials is the debrief. It's the sauce in between everything that we do. And we know in districts, they want students to reflect upon what they just did in your classroom. And so you go through the debrief. It's a set of questions that you can overlay, use all of them, use some of them, but it gets your students talking. I think of it as that Socratic seminar, when you just kind of drop a question in the group and you just let them talk about the question. There's no end to the conversation. Yeah. That's exactly what our debriefs provide for our students. By doing the debriefs every single time you do an activity, that's when you start to see the students' conversations change, because they're exchanging knowledge. They're getting a viewpoint from somebody else in their class that they may not even actually talk to on a normal basis. They're actually hearing what their thoughts are, which also helps them to grow their mindset and expand it past their circle that they only hang out with, or the community that they're only living in or visiting in. And so that debrief really is a game changer to everything that we do.
I love it. Sierra, you have really, really said a thing today, my dear. Okay. This has been a treat. I'm going to have all of what she has said today, the links in the show notes. Get connected. How can people get connected with you?
Best way is through my email. It's cjones@empoweredhq.org. As well as when you join the hub, what's cool about it is you can send a private message to me. Look me up as Sierra Jones, and I'll respond to your message, which is probably the best way if you don't hear from me through an email.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have that information in the show notes. Guys, please definitely get connected with Empowered. Thank you so much, Sierra, for joining us today. For my listeners, please don't forget to like and share and rate our podcast, and also vote on the question that I post with each episode. I hope you all enjoy your week and continue to thrive. Thank you so much, Sierra.
Thank you so much.